at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, April 14th, 2025 edition. Again, if you'd like the information to just talk with Missy, text me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y. I will send you all the information. The website, truckerrandyhealth.com. Listen to interviews 2 and 4, then schedule a free phone consultation. Or, if you're not on a computer, you're not computer savvy, give them a call. 269-964-4044. I'm telling you, people, this will change your life. I had an eye doctor appointment for my annual checkup. He said, Randy, your old prescription for your glasses don't match your eye exam that I just did. And I said, honestly, doc, I'm not even using my glasses. I have the no-line bifocals, you know, the readers in the bottom. When you look up through the top of the glasses, you can see farther distances away. I said, first of all, when I wear the glasses while I'm driving, the signs are blurry. I take the glasses off and I can read them better without the glasses. And I said, the only time I ever really use them is when I'm reading small print. Then I put the readers on and I can read what I'm holding up really close to my face. If I hold it a little bit farther away, I can actually see it without the glasses, but I want to make it easy for myself. He goes, well, do you want new prescriptions in your glasses? And I said, honestly, no. I don't like wearing glasses. 67 years old, not wearing glasses, not on any medications, none, zero. I'm not taking any supplements from Missy. I'm not on anything other than some vitamins and BioFlex. That's for my joints of my surgeries. Replace my left hip, my right shoulder. I got titanium in my body. Sometimes the joints hurt. I take BioFlex, it goes away. This is not a permanent relationship, folks. You're not on this program permanently forever. She gets your metabolism working. You're done with fat burn. Bye-bye, Missy. In the process, you'll learn how to eat, and you'll know what your trigger foods are. Butter and sugar are bad. For me and Vicky, anyway. I don't know about you, but every time I have buttered popcorn, yes, sir, gonna gain 3 pounds. Forget about going to Red Lobster after the movie, after the popcorn, and having cheesy biscuits with what? Butter. Lobster fest going on? Oh, yeah, lobster and butter. And you gain 3.5 pounds over the weekend. Well, guess what? You fast, you have steak and tomatoes or steak and apples, whatever works for you. The inflammation goes away. The weight goes away. You feel great on Monday morning. It's that simple. But you guys, I can't tell you how much this has changed my life. And that's why we talk about it. That's why Missy is on with us every single week. Want to do for you what she's done for me and thousands of other people all across the country. It works. Pure and simple, and it will work for you. If you're on a lot of medications, if you're fat like I was, I mean, you might not be as fat as I was, 297 pounds, and that was after me losing 20 pounds from coming out of my semi-truck. But you got to text me, Missy. I'll get you the information. MERS News Service. Going to shift gears. We're going to talk about Michigan news and Michigan politics. What are they doing in Lansing? Well, ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. Even their name is a lie. The ACLU of Michigan is going to go to court to preserve the immigration status of four international students attending Michigan universities who risk deportation after the Trump's administration revoked their ability to be in the state of Michigan. The lawsuit asks the court to reinstate the status of the students so that they will be able to complete their studies. Overall, at least 22 University of Michigan students, four Wayne State University students, and an unknown number of students from Michigan State University, Grand Valley State, Western Michigan University, and other schools have been impacted. This administration continues to act as if the most basic constitutional requirements don't apply to them, said Lauren Kogel, the executive director of ACLU of Michigan. The right to due process is one of our most fundamental constitutional rights, requiring that a person receive sufficient notice to respond and challenge a government action. The aim of this administration is to sow chaos and fear by attacking some people to terrorize all of us, he added. While it is not clear why the students had their immigration status revoked, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has acknowledged that many of the 300 targeted international students nationwide have connections to pro-Palestinian causes, according to the Detroit News story. Kogali is arguing that the Trump administration failed to provide advance notice when they were stripping the students of their student immigration status and offered no viable opportunity to challenge the decision. The lawsuit details, and this is important, people, because this is how they're going to fight this in court. The lawsuit filed by the ACLU of Michigan details how the termination of the F1 student status violates the student's due process rights, because the government is required to provide advance notice and a meaningful opportunity to respond when taking such action. Additionally, the lawsuit states the government is required to have specific legal grounds to terminate the student's status. For that to happen, the student, for example, must fail to take full courses of study, engage in unauthorized employment, or be convicted of a violent crime. None of these grounds apply in these cases. Stop, 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 stop. Please, Lord God, stop talking. United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio, his staff, and all of the other members of the Trump administration are monitoring social media. This is how they got the one student out of Columbia University who was leading protest rallies against Israel at Columbia University. The guy is 31 years old. He's a perpetual student. The guy has like four different degrees and continues to attend these universities. Why? Because he is an influencer. He's probably being subsidized or paid by George Soros to do it. And one of the methods they do it with is social media. I don't care if it's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is, Twitter, X accounts, whatever, they incite other students to protest against Israel. Pro-Palestinian type of protest rallies, some of which leads to violence, some of which leads to them destructing private property, setting stuff on fire, tipping over statues, all kinds of things that we've been dealing with for the last 4.5 years under Biden-Harris. Well, guess what? Those days are over. And when they monitor their social media pages, they find that these people are radicals. And sorry, Israel is one of our best allies, especially in the Middle East. I believe Donald Trump is totally supportive of what Bibi Netanyahu is doing in trying to exterminate Hamas out of Gaza. Once and for all, we're going to kill them all. We're going to kill the men. We're going to kill their wives, their children, their dogs. We're killing them all. We are extinguishing them off of the face of the earth. Why? Because they are a threat to Israel. They attacked Israel on October 7th, over 3 years ago. Guess what? They're still fighting that battle today. I got a very simple question for you. If we had been attacked like Israel was on October 7th, would you want the enemy, the people who perpetrated the attack on us, on the United States, on Michigan, on your local county, would you want them dead? You bet you would. That's what Israel is doing. And to back them up, we are not going to allow these people to continue to incite our young people. They are not going to continue influencing them. They are not going to play with their young, innocent brains and stop feeding them this propaganda. Pro-Palestinian garbage. And they're going after the leaders. 300 of these international students attending our public taxpayer dollars subsidized universities. Our taxpayer dollars funding these universities, and this is what they're going to stand by and allow happen on their campuses? Not anymore. Marco Rubio is following the law. I'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the yo-yo diet king. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up this story real quick. This lawsuit that the ACLU of Michigan is filing states the government is required to have specific legal grounds to terminate a student's status. Again, they must prove that the student has failed to take full courses of study, engaged in unauthorized employment, or be convicted of a violent crime. None of these grounds apply in these cases. In addition to the attorneys from the ACLU of Michigan, the plaintiffs in the cases are represented by the National ACLU, their cooperating attorneys, from the law firms of Pitt, McGee, Palmer, Bonanni, Rivers, as well as Arbitrune Law. I don't care how many attorneys you have. The laws regarding these foreign students fall completely under the jurisdiction of the Secretary of State. If he, Marco Rubio, deems them to be a threat to our national security, he can revoke their visas and kick them out of the country. Period. End of story. Now, I don't care where these lawsuits get heard. Obviously, they're starting at the local level, probably a district court, I would assume, because of it being federal actions coming from the Secretary of State in Washington. The story does not state where exactly they filed the case. And I don't really care what a district judge in Michigan rules. I don't even care what the appellate court says. I don't even care what the Michigan Supreme Court says. Take this all the way to the United States Supreme Court, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, because I believe the Constitution and the law is very clear. If anybody is deemed a threat to our national security, and they're a foreign student, they do not have U.S. citizenship, they are not a U.S. citizen. They don't have any protections. If their social media pages are proving, and they're leading protest rallies, pro-Palestinian rallies against Israel, get them out of the country. We are not an ally, folks, with Hamas. We are an ally with Israel. Donald Trump just had Prime Minister Netanyahu in the Oval Office. They talked about tariffs. Israel immediately eliminated their tariffs on United States products coming into Israel. Zero. Well, as a result, reciprocal tariffs, Donald Trump is not going to charge them any tariffs on their goods coming into America. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump wants to take over the security of Gaza. Donald Trump wants to help them rebuild it. But in order for them to accept our help, Donald Trump says, I want an agreement that we, the United States of America, will be in charge of Gaza and help you defend it. This is going to be a mutual agreement between us. We need to have a presence right there in Israel, right there in Gaza, to protect and defend it. Do you know how badly their tourism is down as a result of this war ongoing with Hamas? Ever since those attacks on October 7th, 3 years ago, guess what? Their tourism has dropped off significantly. Pastor Chatfield just got it back from a trip in Israel. Why? Because it was so dang cheap to go. He went to an area that was totally safe and protected. You want to see Israel? It's on your bucket list. It's something you've always wanted to do. Now is the time to do it. Because the cost of a trip to Israel right now is like one-third of what it's normally been in the past. And it's going to go up. As soon as they negotiate this agreement with Trump, and he goes in there and starts helping them rebuild it and provide security for it, and provide them the military assets to defend it, no more rockets are ever coming into Israel again. The price of seeing Israel to see Gaza is going to go up dramatically. It's your dying wish to see Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Capernaum, all of the towns and areas of Jesus' life in the Bible. Now's the time to do it. You wait, it's going up. And we have got to stop the radicalization of our university students in this country. I say eliminate their subsidies. No more public tax dollars to any universities, period. Force them to operate like Hillsdale College. Do you know how much money, in some cases, billions of dollars in their endowment funds? Why are we giving public tax dollars to Michigan, Michigan State, Wayne State? Why are we doing it? It's got to stop, people. We'll continue to follow this lawsuit. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Toski wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm